Blog Talk Radio.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Sister Kadira Aisha Muhammad on Religion Means Alive for Blog Talk Radio. Thank you for joining me this evening to talk about, you know, some issues that plague not only the Islamic community but African American community as well. And this topic that I'm going to talk about tonight does not necessarily have a race or a particular culture tied to it, but a lot of people can relate to these situations if you have a blended family where, you know, your spouse could have children from a previous marriage or a previous relationship. So these are some of the things that I'm going to, you know, talk about tonight. And if, you know, there are people who want to state an opinion or how you feel about that, absolutely, you're more than welcome to do that. And I'll get to that in a minute. First and foremost, I want to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for giving me life. You know, some people didn't wake up this morning. When they closed their eyes last night, the angel of death came and took their soul, and they will be put into the ground in a matter of days. You know, so that's something that we should take into account and something that we should be thankful for. I'm thankful for a lot of things, that I have my health, that I have my sanity. Those are two important things that, you know, I make sure I ask Allah for all the time, because without your health or without having sanity, life really wouldn't be worth living. You know, for me anyway, I don't know about anybody else, but you know, those are two important things that I always make dua for. And I pray for the Ummah on a whole as well. You know, there's such turmoil, such just fitna, just so much stuff that goes on in the community, and it's very shocking and it's very alarming to see these type of behaviors go on, and there's no one to address it, no one to try to correct anybody about different situations and various things that go on, you know, that people try to sweep under the rug and don't address the true issue behind it. You know, that's what I have a serious problem with, but, you know, that's another show on another day. If you have comments, questions, or concerns, if you want to speak to me directly or you just have something to say, you can call in at 805-727-7013 and press 1, and I'll put you through. If you are streaming live on the Internet and you're on the Blog Talk Radio section under Religion Means Alive, you can go to the chat box, type your question, and I'll address it while we're on the air, inshallah. Baby mama and daddy drama. Let's see, where do I even begin to start at? I'll start here. The drama or the fitna starts where you don't set down a clear line of expectations for not only yourself, but for your children's parents. And even though I divorced my husband, we never used the terminology baby daddy or baby mother, you know, like that, because we were married. So it was still, you know, the children of my, the father of my children or the mother of my children. You know, we never used the terms baby mama or baby daddy. We just didn't use those type of words, and I wouldn't allow, even if he tried to do that, call me his baby mama, no, we didn't go there. We just did not have those type of ground set. He was the father of my children, and I was the mother of his daughters. So we set that, you know, at a clear boundary. And, you know, even after we divorced, I would not say, you know, I would still say, like, and he would still say, you know, talk to mommy about that, or I would say talk to your dad about that, you know, talk to your dad. I would never reference his name. I would always call him by your father or your dad. You know, no matter what went on with our marriage, even though it was dissolved, we had children we had to raise outside of our divorce. And I guess it was because we came from a different era. We came from a different set of standards, I would say, where the drama just didn't take place, you know. And I think that what causes the drama is that you don't set clear boundaries. And what I mean by set clear boundaries is you're still dealing with this person. You may not be in a figurative marriage or in a relationship, but, you know, I'm going to just be frank. Y'all still having sex with each other. That's the only way that the lines of communication could get crossed and there could be additional drama or fitna. Something is being said that the other party doesn't know. For example, if you're in another relationship or another marriage, because we're not talking about Islam, we're talking about one in general terms. We know if we're talking about Muslims, this should be related to a marriage. I get that. But on a whole, what I'm trying to say is that something is being done for that person to feel like they can cross that line. And as I always say, in a situation, the man controls the situation. Either he's going to let the fitna continue or he's going to put his foot down and stop it. But even if he does stop it and it continues, there's only two reasons behind that. One, she's absolutely crazy or he's absolutely crazy. Or two, they're still sleeping with each other. They're still dealing with each other in a manner that you don't know about. There's no confusion in that right there. There's no confusion. It's only two things. Either they're crazy or you're sending mixed signals to them because you're still dealing with them in a situation. I don't get it where, because I never had to experience this. And I see some of the things that go on, and I just don't understand. I don't get it for, you know, these whole negative situations where the baby mom is fighting the wife, and it just casts such a bad look on everyone, every person that's involved, because there's some lies being told. There's absolutely some lies being told about, you know, what's going on and stuff like that. So I just want to understand, like, what's going on with the whole situation, and I don't get it. So, you know, that's what I'm trying to understand with everything that goes on, and people want to continue to, you know, deal with these types of situations and continue to feed into the drama and cause, you know, a whole bunch of fitna behind it. You know, and that's just some of the things that I don't understand, why people want to act like they don't know what's going on. You know absolutely what's going on. You know what caused it. You know why it's being done, how it's being done. And you want to act like it's not. We have to stop being ignorant to these types of situations. You only get what you allow. And the way that you can correct that is if you set clear boundaries and standards. If you are moving on into a new relationship and you find as though that it's going to be a serious relationship, to let your children's father or your children's mother know what the ground, what the lines are going to be, what the basis of this relationship is going to be. And no, I get it. Like some women and some men don't want every man or every woman you're dealing with introduced to their children. And they have that right, and I think that's a great right. I think it's absolutely necessary for those lines to be met. You should not be introducing your children to every single person that you meet or you're going to be sleeping with for the next 2 or 3 months, and then it's on to someone else. we definitely should not be setting that kind of example for our children. You know, it just clearly should not be done, and we need to understand why it doesn't need to be done, because it gives the children a bad perception of, you know, what a real relationship is like. Okay, mommy or daddy, they're every couple of months there's someone new in their life, and, you know, things like this, and it just brings more drama. Thinking about children should be the first and foremost decision that you make when you're thinking about getting into a serious relationship with someone else. And setting the rules and the guidelines of stating that, okay, no, we need to make this clear. We need to understand what's going on here. And, you know, set the groundwork. Like, okay, I want to have a meeting with the family, and I want to sit down and this and that. And, you know, a lot of people get upset. A lot of people get angry about people moving on and things of that nature. But if you take a mature adult role to these matters, you can't really get that upset about it. You really can't get that upset about it. And again, the reason what I stated earlier is that people fail to realize that you're not setting the true groundwork of that you're moving on, because you're still in some type of way dangling the carrot in front of the other spouse. You're still dangling that carrot, like, you know, look, this is what's going on. I'm dealing with them. I'm not really serious about this person. But, you know, I'm just going to play along. You know, you're still the first person in my life that I care about. And these are some of the things that they say. You know, this is what's going on. And, yeah, you know, I understand. And I'm going to be there, and no matter what, but I'm seeing this person. Or you're not even telling them what's going on, and then all of a sudden it's either a guy or a girl that pops up out the situation, and you're like, well, wait a minute, I was just with them. And it just continues. The cycle continues. Like, when are we going to stop that? When are we going to grow up and say, okay, these are the rules and these are the regulations, and I'm just going to stop playing this game with these people feeling? Because when a man does this to two women, it gets the women all up in the uproar, and they feel like they got to fight and carry on to keep the man's attention and do all kinds of hurtful and hateful things. And it makes no sense. Oh, I'm not going to let you see the kids. Listen to this. You're not hurting him. You're hurting the children, because you're taking them away from their father. And unless that man is putting them children in a direct danger, then I don't see what the problem is, that he can't see his children. No matter what goes on with you and him, as long as he's not harming the children, I don't see what the problem is. Then a lot of men get up in the uproar, I don't want no man raising my kids, I don't want this dude and that dude around my kids or whatever like that. Well, then you need to step up to the plate and show your presence and not just talk a good game. Be an adult about it. You know, when you got to go pick up your kids, you introduce yourself to him, and you let him know from the door, like, these are my kids, and I understand you're here, but, you know, if there's ever a situation or a problem, you need to contact me about my kids. And not continue the cycle of just going on and on and on with the uncountless, numerous times of drama happening. I mean, when are we going to grow up? You know, I see it all the time, like, I'm not allowing my kids around him because he deal with that girl. For what, though? Did the girl put your children in harm? Did he put the children in harm? I mean, if he hasn't, what is your real reason of not letting him see his children? Or what is it, you know, for the men online, what is it that you feel like you don't want to take care of your kids because another man is there? That's not his responsibility. They are your children. Again, the drama will only continue if you continue to act in a childish way. And we know this. I'm just like, I never had time for the drama. Like, you want to carry on. You want to do this. You want to say that. You want to say this and you want to say that. Go right ahead. Like, I don't have the drama. You know, I'm not begging anybody to do anything for me or mine. If you choose to do it, if you choose to be in their life, open. If you choose not to, the door is still open for you to see your kids. And that's how I always left it. I never denied him any rights to see his children or to be in his children's life. I left the door open, and if you felt as though that you didn't want to partake in it or come see them or do it, that's solely on you. I have nothing to do with that. Why? Because I left the door open. And I made it clear, I am with somebody, this is what it is, and that's it. If you still want to come see your kids, you can. If not, so be it. I'm not calling you. I'm not, you know, ringing your phone. I'm not harassing your new woman, girlfriend, wife, whoever she is. I'm not doing that. And, again, I've been in that situation. And I told, you know, I met her. And I just said, you know, this is the situation. These are my kids or whatever like that. And, you know, they're more than welcome to be at your house. I have no issue or no problem with that. But what you fail to realize and what you fail to understand is that people feel some type of way because they think something else is going on. And when they think and when they feel that way, they feel like they have to put up a guard or they have to say or they have to do something because their situation is being threatened. And this is what I told my exes. Girlfriend, whoever she was, this is what I said to her. I said, you'll find out why he's an ex for a reason. You won't know that reason right now, but you'll know. You'll eventually figure it out. And, you know, after the demise of their relationship, she said, I understood why you never caused no problem. Why am I causing a problem? Why would I cause you a problem? Why would I cause you any heartache or pain or interrupt you because I'm not physically involved with him? I don't talk to him outside of anything that deals with our children. My children have cell phones. There is no need for you to call me about anything. You call your children. Don't call me unless it's an emergency or you need me to do something on their behalf. That's the only reason why I'm talking to you. But see, this is not the game that people play in today's society. They want to keep that situation going on while they're over here doing this and they're over here doing that, and that's where the disrespect comes in it. This is where the drama and the fitna comes in it. You know, in Philadelphia, where, you know, I'm right outside of Philadelphia in Delaware County, everybody knows somebody that knows somebody you know. And far too often, you have people marrying or getting into a relationship with somebody that knows somebody that knows somebody that knows you. And trust and believe, those type of things come back at you, and you will eventually find out who that person is. It's too small. It's a big city, but, again, the Muslim community, a lot of people know a lot of Muslims because it's the Muslim community. So a lot of people know what's going on here. And a lot of people going to figure it out. I mean, when do we grow up and say enough is enough with the fitna and the carrying on and the harassment and things like that? Like, think about it. Think about it. If you're the person that's being harassed or you're the person that's doing the harassing, why is it a need for it? Because you're still feeding into something that that person is telling you or doing. I see quite a few people on the line. If you have a comment, question, or concern, you can call in at 805-727-7013 and press 1, and I'll put you through. We're talking about baby mama and daddy drama tonight. This is unformatted. Speak at your will. Say what you want to say. And I'm here to listen to, along with everybody that's joining the show tonight. I mean, if you state that, you know, you're mature and you're grown and, you know, this is what it is, then you should be able to act in a mature, intelligent way when dealing with these kind of situations. No matter how ratchet or uncouth the woman he may be, or for the men, however, you know, street or thug he is, you know, it still shouldn't stop you from acting in a mature manner and setting the groundwork. Like, just don't talk to her if, you know, she's in this so-called relationship that she wants everybody to know who she's with. Then you should be man enough to sit down and talk to dude and let him know your piece, how you feel about your children. And then some men just stop paying child support. They don't want to have nothing to do with her because, you know, she's not messing with you no more. But how does that work? They're your children. Whoever she deals with, that's her business. And the same thing, oh, I'm not letting him see my kids. Why? Because he's with somebody else? I mean, grow up. Grow up. Life moves on. Only people that do that are people who are bitter and can't move on from the situation. That's the only way I see it, is that you're extremely bitter and angry that he moved on with his life or she moved on with her life, and you're no longer a part of it. And the only way that you can do that is when you hold on to your children and use it against them. And I tell everybody, I was in a marriage where this took place. Woman wouldn't let him see his kids, wouldn't let him have them, oh, would blame me for everything. And I'm like, you hide the kids. You hide them. And see, one thing that I learned is that even though a man loves his children, he doesn't go above and beyond like a woman would. Like a woman, if her children were taken away from her, she's going to move heaven and high earth to fight for her children, to get her children, to do everything she can to see her children. But a man, he will only put up a certain amount of fight for his children, and he will give up. Men are different from women in that situation. They love their children. They respect them. They want to see them. They want to be in their life. But after a while, a man, you know, paying child support, outside of paying child support, he's still buying the kids whatever they need. You know, medical, dental, everything is paid for. This man is doing everything. And then you keep taking the kids from him. He's not going to fight for them kids. He's not, in the most sense. And it's not a bad thing or a bad reflection on him. It's just that men are not created like that. Men are not created with the emotion that women are created with. Because I know I would not stop until my last breath in my body if my kids were taken from me. I'm going to do whatever I got to do. And see, men are different. They will fight. They will do what they can do. And, you know, they will take care of their kids and do everything that they got to do. But after a while, they give up. They give up all that fight. And, you know, they don't focus on it. And they just like, you know, I can't do it no more. I'm just going to send her money. If she let me see the kid, the man will give up on that situation. And we definitely have to do better, because in this society that we live in, it is so important that a child have both parents in their life and play an active and productive role in their life. It's so important, because I'll give you a perfect example. On the weekends, my daughter would go over her father's house, and it was like, you know, she was a little too excited to go over her father's house. You know, parent picks up on these things. You're just like, oh, okay. Like, Friday, by the time I get home from work, I mean, suitcase, everything packed. She waiting for me to walk through the door and take her over her dad's house. I'm just like saying to myself, something else is going on here. Something else is going on. Something like this child, I have never seen her so excited to go over her father's house. So, you know, I let it play out for, you know, a couple weeks. I mean, like, you know, I just kept saying to myself, she's too excited, like, to be out of here, to be, you know, from under what I say do and things like that. Like, she's too out of it. And I know her dad. And I'm like, I know he's not allowing her to get away with this type of stuff. So it kept making me think, like, what's going on? Well, her stepmom would let her do whatever she wanted to do. Don't say nothing to her. Come to find out, her dad was working a night job, so he wasn't there. One night, he didn't go to work, and she snuck and went to this party. Yep, she went to a party. And us being the parents that we are, I had a fake page. I had a fake page on Facebook, and I went to that page because she didn't know who it was. And I seen where she was talking about she was going to this party and what she was doing and things like that. As parents, we have to be aware of what our kids do. Like, we have to be seriously aware of what our kids do. And she was going to this party and where it was going to be. She definitely knew better. And I called her dad and I said, look, this is what's going on. And he was livid. He was livid. Went and met him. We went to the house where the party was supposed to be at. And he went into, I didn't go in the house. He went inside the house, got her, and drug her behind outside. And somebody who was standing there, I guess, you know, didn't know what the situation was, and he was trying to get into her dad's face. And another guy was like, no, leave him alone. That's his daughter, and she out of pocket, and he got every right to discipline her because that's her father. And I was like, you know, people still pay attention to that stuff. And she was mad, but she was more embarrassed that, Dad, I now know both my parents work together, and I can't pull that stuff over on them no more because now they're aware. I never told her how I figured out where she was at, but she was shocked when her dad showed up. And we made it both clear that if you are in trouble at one home, you're in trouble at the other home too. Like, there's no, oh, playing one parent against the other and all this and that. So what her dad started doing is calling me and, like, you know, was she in trouble? You know, can she do anything when she come down here? And I would say, yeah, she cool, she all right, or whatever like that. That's the kind of communication level you should have with your children's father. Or your children's mother. You still have to work as a team even after the divorce. Once you lay down and have children with somebody, your roles and responsibilities don't stop even at the age of 18. Till you or them children leave the face of the earth, you still have to deal with that person in a certain kind of context. You just don't get a pass when they turn 18 and say, oh, well, you know, they grown and this and that, and I don't have to deal with them no more. That's not how life works. We both put aside our differences for our children to create harmony and peace so that they are not aware of what goes on in these types of situations. Put our differences aside and dealt with the issue at hand. How many people are doing that? Regardless, I don't care about her. I don't care about what goes on over there or whatever you do. I'm worried about how my children are going to be adversely affected by the situation that they're in. It's bad enough when you have to go through a divorce, and it's even worse when you have to go through a divorce with children. It is definitely not easy on the children when that has to take place. Trust me, I went through a whole process of the father leaving the home and having to leave the children, and they no longer see that bond between them. And this is something that girls will always want. You know, my daughters are daddy's girls, so, you know, it was just like, yeah, we love you, but, you know, our dad is more important. And to also see that when that split happens and then he goes on to another relationship, that jealousy is going to be there because it's like, that's not my mom, and now you're getting my dad's attention, and we need our dad's attention. How do y'all deal with these type of things? And I see with my own two eyes how people go and jump in relationship after relationship after relationship and have kid after kid after kid with all these various people. How do you, like, I mean, what kind of environment is that for children? What kind of environment is that for children? You got 6, 7 kids, and they all got different fathers. How do you deal with that? And some may even be all halal children, and I'm not knocking that, but what I'm saying is, how do you adversely deal with these kind of situations with your children and their parents? How do you focus on giving your child a productive and structured life if you got all this drama going on with his baby moms and all this other stuff? We can't begin to rectify our affairs if we can't even deal with the issue that this person has moved on to another person. Stuff happens. Move on. No matter how much it may kill you or stress you out or whatever like that, keep your kids first and foremost in the process and think about what would be best for them. Again, if the father or the mother is not abusing the kids, hurting the kids, or putting the kids in any kind of situation that would be detrimental to their health, what is the reason that you want to keep your child from their parent? That's so petty. It's so petty, and it's so unnecessary when you do things like this. You're only thinking about yourself and your feelings and how you feel about the situation, but it's not about you. It's not about you. When these kids see their parent, their other parent that's not with them in the home, you see a certain kind of glow. You see a certain kind of happiness that these children exhibit when they see that parent. And trust and believe, if this person was doing anything that was negative or anything like that, children are smart, way smarter than what we give them credit for. Children are definitely not dumb. They are definitely not dumb. They are definitely not ignorant. And how I played this out, before I get in there, I open the line again. If you want to call in 805-727-7013 and press 1. How I played this out was, I'm not going to be bitter. I'm not going to be angry. The situation is what it is, and I understand that, and I understand what, you know, what's going on here and how, you know, this needs to be dealt with. But what I'm going to do is, as much as it pains me to see certain things happen, as long as it's not physical harm, I'm going to let my children experience this because I can't keep sheltering them from certain things. And soon enough, once they become older, once they become adults, they'll understand. I'm not going to keep you from your kids. I'm going to leave the door wide open. Now, if you choose not to be a part of your kid's life or hide certain things or do certain things, that's on you. Because the one thing I always thought about, I had a father when I grew up. My father was in my life till he departed this earth 3 years ago. So I had a father growing up. I had a father to participate in things and be there for me and, you know, nurture and care for me. I had a father. And I always said, I'm not going to keep that man from his children unless it's in a situation where I think some harm could come to my children. Then that's the only reason why. I'm going to leave the door wide open. So when you don't come see your kids, you don't do nothing for your kids, you don't return your kids' phone calls, I'm not going to have my kids grow up and hate me and say, you kept me from my father. I'm going to let you do that yourself. I'm going to let you hang yourself. I'm going to let you hang yourself. The situation is at hand. You're going to do it. You're going to hang yourself, and I'm not going to give you the rope to do it. You're going to do it yourself. You're going to go get the rope. You're going to hang yourself. You're going to stand on that chair and kick it your own self. I'm not going to do it. And as my children got older, they saw and they understood. And my kids respected me for that. You know, you never kept us from our dad, no matter what was going on, but we seen for ourselves what was going on. Absolutely. That's one thing I would never do is take my children from their father. At the end of the day, you got to live with the fact that you chose this person to be with. Whether it was a one-night stand, whether it was a marriage, relationship, whatever you had with this person, you chose to lay down with this person, not use protection, and these are the consequences of your actions. There is no one else to blame but yourself. And a lot of people are like, oh, no, I don't understand this. And my situation, I'm not going to get into it, but it was very unique. Like, when we split up, my parents, my grandparents, everybody blamed me. You caused him to do this. You caused him to leave you and the kids. I didn't cause anything. See, I'm a person that lets you show them better than you can tell them. Oh, you thought it was all my fault? All right, sit back and watch. Sit back and watch and see what happens, what transpires from this whole situation. I just want y'all to sit back and watch this. Because you will see, sure enough, it ain't all me. You will see what transpired. And I did nothing, again, malicious to him, didn't cause no drama for him. I didn't do anything. I didn't intervene from him seeing his kids or taking in their lives. I didn't do any of that. And what happened? It revealed itself. And my parents had to apologize to me. My grandmother had to apologize to me. Like, I see it now. And I'm like, what did I tell you? Because, you know, a lot of people think I go to the extreme and I'm crazy and this and that. And then when you see for yourself what I said was going to happen, you see it for yourself because I could see it happening, then you understand. Could you imagine you get a divorce and your parents are mad at you, not that person? Your parents don't speak to you because they think you caused your own divorce. I mean, you know, I do have issues, but I didn't cause that. And I was like, y'all will all see why this happened. And then when it manifested itself, you know, people think I jumped the gun and I'm overreactive a lot of times. And sometimes I am. I mean, that's me. But I'm a good analyst. I analyze situations. And I was like, okay, you'll see for yourself. You'll see exactly what happened. And I'm like, yeah, I may have been, you know, a little bit adversely, you know, affecting the situation as far as telling y'all and going off about what's going on, and y'all don't believe me, but I can show you better than I can tell you. So much so, I had my mother-in-law say, you know, this is not right. This is not right what's going on. And it was no effect on me because she, at the end of the day, she knows her son better than I knew him. She said, this is not right what's going on, and I don't approve of it. And I said, well, wow, at least I got somebody on my side. But it's all a matter of maturity, how you're handling the whole situation. It's all a matter of maturity. Going out breaking windows, slashing tires, going up to the job, fighting his girlfriend. What is all that going to get? Because at the end of the day, a man's going to do what a man wants to do, and a woman's going to do what a woman wants to do. And they're still going to either be with this other person or move on to someone else, and they might not never take you back. These are the things that we have to learn to accept for our children's sake. You can't keep acting like a hoodlum and rug rat all the time. Like, hang that up. He's telling you he moved on. She's telling you she moved on. Accept it and move on yourself. Why do we have to be in such an uproar because our ex state that they're moving on with somebody else? Leave them to themselves. You know what you did, and you know how you did it. You don't have nothing to prove to no one. The only thing you have to do is worry about raising your kids in a good environment. Leave them to themselves, and don't take your children out the equation. Like I said before, the only way that you should remove that parent from them children's lives is if that person is putting your child in direct danger or harm. Why is it that we get such an uproar about it? Is it because the person did something wrong to us? And that's the case most of the time, that they did something to us, so now we feel like we got to take it upon ourselves to go out and take it out on them, and the only thing that we can use as leverage is our children. And that's wrong. That's completely wrong. It's not a good way to, you know, be a good positive role model on our children if we always in the uproar fighting and arguing and fussing with their parents. And a lot of us do it right in front of the kids, which is another thing that's very despicable to do. Why would you argue with your child in front of their parents? That's definitely not a good look. I would never argue in front of our kids. Never. We would always take that stuff offline because it gives them the sense that my parents aren't in cohesion with one another. They're not dealing with each other on, you know, that even plane. And children can see that, and children can sense that, and they use that that rift in between the parents as leverage because they know what one parent will let them get away with, and they know what the other parent won't let them get away with. So we have to be cognizant as parents to deal with these kind of situations and not be such, you know, so angry at the person we chose. We chose these people to lay down with to have children. You know, like when I chose to marry my kid's father, I knew he was a good provider. I knew he would take care of us. I knew he would do these things, but I never knew he would put me in that kind of situation. And my family knew that. My family was like, okay, he's the perfect guy. Like, he's good. He's a good dude, everything. And I'm like, okay, this is somebody I could have children with because he does all of these things already for me. He's working, educated, you know, everything. And why my parents were upset, because when we divorced, it was just like, oh, you did something. I said, I did absolutely nothing. But y'all will see soon enough why he's an ex. And it all came out. It all came out. So, you know, we have to learn as parents. If you are laying down, or even before parents, if you are laying down with someone and you're having unprotected sex, know that one of the possibilities is that this person may get pregnant and you will have a child with them. If you are not willing to take that kind of chance, don't do it. You know, I hear so many stories where women talk about, oh, you know, or guys talk about, yeah, she was a one-night stand, and, you know, she went and got pregnant. She ain't going to get pregnant. You did that. Y'all both did that.
Now y'all both responsible for their child. And it's just like, oh, I don't want to have no parts of it. I don't want to deal with this child. I don't want to have nothing to do with it. You know, this is a child in a bed, this and that. Yeah, y'all play that role a whole lot over here in the state. Trust and believe. Y'all play that children in the bed crap too much. Oh, that's a child in the bed. I don't have no rights to it or whatever like that. Like, come on, stop fooling yourself. Stop fooling yourself. Because if we lived in an Islamic country under Sharia law, trust and believe, it wouldn't be all these single mothers out here. I sit up here and I watch my timeline, and I'm like, how is this sister having a baby? She ain't even married. And you're like, well, where did this come from? How did this happen? So these women are laying down having kids with somebody. They laying down having kids with somebody. They just, trust me, they ain't married. They ain't having no immaculate conceptions. You know, before you want to diss that sister or diss that brother saying that they're no good, a bum or whatever like that, you knew that when you laid down with them. Oh, they don't take care of their kids. They don't want to come get their kids. Oh, they got to be with their new joint. And, you know, she always up in this space and this and that. What's that got to do with you? If the man is willing to come get his kids and take care of his kids, why is it your concern who's up in his face? You're mad he's not in your face. Oh, yeah, she got this new dude, and, you know, like he always over there when I go over there. And that's not your concern. Your concern is to come get your child. Take your child, take care of your child, and return your child if that's where your child is living at. Again, if this person is not adversely putting your child in danger, then there's no problem with it. Too often we still have feelings for this person, and we're feeding into it, or they're feeding into it. You're still sleeping with this person secretly, you know, every now and again. You know, you see him, and, you know, that's your kid's father or whatever your kid's mother. And y'all still hooking up, but then reality strikes. Reality strikes, and you feel some type of way because now he has completely put you on a back burner, or she has completely put you on a back burner, and now she's dealing with somebody else. And you can't handle that. But you guys shouldn't have been playing with each other's feelings from the beginning. See, sex is a hell of a drug. And it will get you all confused and wrapped up and angry and mad. But if you still wanted to be with that person, I'm sure you could have worked things out. But if that person's good enough for you to sleep with, why can't you accept that they're moving on? See, it's no fun when the shoe is on the other foot. So now you want to cause all kinds of riffraff and drama and upset and angry and fitna in this person's life because now you're second. You're not the priority anymore. And again, your only leverage is to control that person with their child. I've seen people who still try to control their kids and they're grown. Still try to do it. Your child is grown, over 21 years old, and you're still trying to control that child because you know that's where that parent is at, and you know that's where that parent loves that person. I've seen it. Your kid is grown. You can't control them no more. So if they want to speak to that person or be in that person's life, they got every right to deal with it. But you're still mad that they're doing it and want to control the situation. How? The person's grown. Your child is grown now. That shows how petty some people are and how some people never get over that hurt of losing that person. But why is that? Because that person is still doing something to dangle that carrot in front of the horse to keep them still thinking that it just might be something there. It's not fair to the children. In the end, the children are the ones that are ultimately hurt by this. You will see the disdain and hurt on your child's face when they constantly have to say, you know, my mom and dad is always fighting. They're always arguing. My dad never comes around because all my mom do is argue and fight with him. Or my dad doesn't come around because mommy's new boyfriend always got issues with my dad. Kids aren't dumb. Kids are very smart. Completely see the situation at hand and see what is going on. But we, as the parents, have to have a certain level of maturity within ourselves to deal with these matters. Now, Islamically speaking, you shouldn't, the wife should not be dealing with her ex-husband. Her new husband should be dealing with him and addressing any issues with that. It takes the woman completely out the issue because this is what happens. You know, she's up in his face and everything. Sorry about that, everybody. Had a little technical problem. My phone dropped, but I'm back. You know, it's sad to see that parents have to continue to go through this time after time. And I have a problem also with parents who continually put themselves in this type of situation. Like after 3 or 4 times of having to go to the situation, what is enough for you to stop and say, okay, enough is enough. I got to stop this. It's not good for me. It's not good for my children. I shouldn't keep trying to do this or whatever like that. I was done after my 3 kids. I'm like, I can't deal with anybody else. Can't deal with this whole situation and having to go and have kids and all this. I couldn't do it no more. I couldn't do it no more. I'm not going to continue to subject myself to have to deal with a situation like that. You only get what you allow, and I wasn't allowing much. You know, sometimes we got to be smart enough within ourselves to say, okay, when is enough enough? And stop it. We can't continue down this road of having these broken families. Broken families lead to broken children. Broken children leads to more broken families. We got to learn to stop this cycle of this rhetoric of, you know, having these baby mamas and stop even using that terminology. That's the father of your children or the mother of your children. It just sounds so ghetto, and it just sounds so, you know, cheap. Your children should be the most expensive item in your life. They should be more valuable than anything. And having a good, solid, mature, working relationship with your parents should be your goal if you guys aren't together. Stop worrying about what's going on in their life and worry about your own life. Because I'm sure that they're doing them, and they're not even really worried about you. But you're taking all your time and all your energy to put in worrying about what they're doing and trying to find and construe and formulate different kinds of fitna to upset their lives because you're miserable and you feel some type of way. Let it go, people. Let it go. Let them do them. Let them enjoy their lives and you get right within yourself and enjoy your life. And at the same time, still continue to be a positive role model for your child. Because at the end of the day, whether their other parent is in their life or not, you are the ultimate person where the child lives. You're the ultimate person that is the role model for that child. Parents are teachers, first and foremost. We're teachers. And children absorb and they watch everything we do. And if they see that this is the type of behaviors that you exert and exhibit with their parent, you think they're not going to grow up and treat the parent of their children the same way? Children emulate what they see. We have to set a certain standard. We have to set a certain expectation for our kids. No, no child is perfect. Believe you. Believe me. No child is perfect. No parent is perfect. But there is something that you can do and show your child that you need to earn the respect of people. You need to hold people to a certain level. You need to hold people to a certain standard. And you should not have to accept everything that somebody tries to do to you. You have a right and you have a choice. These are things that we need to teach our children so that they can formulate and become good, productive parents when they go off to have children. All this turmoil and all this stuff that goes on, you know, people, you know, talking about other people, it's just crazy. Because the kids are sitting back watching all of this drama. Don't want to be with this person? Stop giving them your goodies when he come around. Stop doing it like, you know, like the whole, Basketball Wives or whatever that show, I don't even know the name of the show, where they talk about it. I see it up and down my timeline. Like, this guy that moved his kid's mom into the same apartment with his other wife and his child. Like, but they both allow it. He's only doing what he's allowed to do. I looked at one episode of that mess, and I was like, this is enough for me. I can't even entertain this clown. Like, but how can you get mad at him? If the women allow it, and they keep saying we're going to continue to fight each other over him, like, why complain? Why complain? And again, they're not saying he's a bad father. They're saying he's a good father, but the two women entertain it. Cut him off where he needs to be at, and best believe, his whole attitude will change. I don't know why we continue to, you know, try to put this as an issue. We know what we need to work on within ourselves first and foremost before anything else. We know what we need to correct. We know what we need to change. We know how we can make a difference in our children's lives. But we want to sit and marinate in the hate and the anger and the bitterness that this person did to us. But you only get what you allow. We have to stop this. We have to stop feeding into the negativity and start promoting positivity. But it starts with you. You've got to want to do this. It's not going to happen overnight. Again, before I get ready to conclude the call, if anybody has a comment, question, or concern, you can call in at 805-727-7013. If you are streaming live, you can go to the chat box and you can type in your message, and I'll read it while we're on the air as I get ready to conclude the call. So tonight's topic was, why does the drama continue in our relationships even after we moved on? It's because we're hurt, we're angry, we're bitter probably by what that person did to us. But if we have children out that situation, we have to focus first and foremost on those children and put all that hate and anger to the side and think about the happiness and the well-being and the welfare of our children. We got to stop. We got to stop with the hatred and anger towards whoever this person moved on with. Unless, like I said, unless it's a person that would adversely hurt or harm your child, you don't know this person or whatever. If their lifestyle would put your child in harm, I can see your anger. I can see your bitterness. Absolutely. You're entitled to that. And your child is entitled to live in a safe environment without any drama or harm that may come to them. Absolutely. I agree with that. But if that's not the case, we need to just move on and focus on ourselves. And probably we would be, you know, blessed enough to get someone that could fulfill what they didn't. And we're able to accept this new person in our life and move on as well. I thank everybody for joining tonight. If you want to contact me, if you have a topic And this was a topic that someone wanted me to address, so I did the show. Thank you for your suggestion. Again, you can reach me at 610-836-2120. That's a cell phone, so you can text me or leave me a voicemail. You can reach me on email, qamrma@gmail.com. I'm on all social networks. That's Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Google Talk Pass. You can DM me, inbox me, you can reach me that way. If you have a topic or something that you want me to mention on the show, feel free to join me, send me that message, and I'll write it down. I may do your topic on the show. On Monday's show, I'm not sure what I'm going to do yet. I'm going down my list of suggestions, so I'll keep you guys posted. Thank you for joining me tonight. Assalamu alaikum, and have a good evening.